Hello, everyone. We are just a few ladies sitting here in a small college apartment room. We're talking about crime, drugs, and conspiracies. My name is Izzy.
My name is Shelby.
I'm Avery.
And welcome to the CDNC.
All right. What's up, everybody?
Howdy doody.
Just us sitting in Wisconsin and
got 6 inches of fucking snow.
I mean, hey, it's not even Halloween yet. Like, you know, give it another foot.
I saw this post on Facebook and it was like different Halloween costumes. cowboy with a jacket.
Yeah, Spider-Man with a jacket.
Yeah.
Sexy cat with a jacket.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know, I'm almost glad we don't have to go out to the bars for this Halloween.
I mean, we can't either. I mean, we could because of COVID, because Wisconsin's terrible at creating laws about COVID.
Well,
the governor literally tried to make it so that things would be at 25%, and people were like, no!
Yeah.
And it's like, we're the epicenter of COVID right now, dude, are you fucking kidding
me?
Yeah,
no, it's all... It's different business, though. We're here for other things. Tonight, I should say... Avery's gonna tell us. Well, I guess not far off from politics.
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID conspiracy theories.
I'm ready to freaking hear these.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so I'm pretty much quoting, if not getting all my references from, this article from Elle, written by George Driver. It was written, let's see, should I say the date? Or?
I think it's general enough.
Yeah,
you're definitely
cool.
Quoting a source.
Yeah. All right. So, it kind of just introduces the very first one. So, number one is that the COVID-19 vaccine will contain a microchip.
Yeah, that's why Kamala wouldn't commit to taking Trump's vaccine.
Yeah. Bro, the government already knows fucking everything about us. Whenever you post on Facebook, whenever you do anything, they already know everything about you. So I'm like, what's the fucking difference at this point?
Well, and here we are just watching a private company, aka, I can't even remember his name, the tycoon himself, creating robots that you can, in fact, implant in a brain.
Yeah. Does Tesla?
I think it's Elon Musk, but I can't commit to knowing that was him. But one of the crazies are making robots that you can literally install in the brain to access the internet.
That's some Black Mirror shit. Literally, yeah, I think that was on Black Mirror.
It really was. God.
But
private company. People are worried about the federal government, bro. The only thing I know the government to do is fail. There's no way they would try and implant a bunch of people with robots because the robots would fail. And then something would happen to them.
I just feel like
private companies, though.
Literally the government and already knows everything about us.
Yeah.
With what we post, with what we do on social media, that it's literally not going to make a fucking difference. They probably already know where we are. Like,
they're just going to collect your bodily fluid information. Like, oh, they're peeing more often? We should send them a UTI commercial.
Yeah, but that's like... But they... I don't know. I feel like it's not going to make a difference even if there was a microchip. But there's not. Like, I don't know. Oh, God, this is so dumb. So dumb.
Right. Yeah. Should I even go any deeper into real?
No, we already know how that's fucking stupid. There's
no, let's hear it.
Okay, because there's, two paragraphs and then, a screenshot of, a tweet or, a link to a tweet segment.
Oh.
So it says, despite the majority of us keeping our fingers crossed for a COVID-19 vaccine to be developed as soon as possible, others on the internet are skeptical about the benefits of such a cure. In fact, YouTuber David Ickle, I can't read that, claimed that a coronavirus vaccine, when there is one, will contain a nanotechnology microchips that would, in theory, allow humans to be controlled. So this is.
But we're already controlled by the fucking government. Let's be real.
I don't have a dream job. I don't dream of labor.
No, seriously though. We are, and not only that, but have you? You can't say that vaccines aren't a good thing. Do you know how much they fucking stop, polio?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, have you heard?
We've like, eradicated diseases because of vaccines. Like, how can you say that? Like,
Yeah, no, the science behind it. Yes, I agree with. The reasoning is just funny to me.
It's microchip, like, bro. People are Trump supporters are already almost a cult, so it's literally not going to make a difference. They already follow everything that he says, so it's not going to make a fucking difference for them.
The government itself is a cult. It's become an oligarchy of sorts.
I thought you were going to say Olive Garden.
Yes, in a way, we are as messy as any given Olive Garden.
Oh, I know. I know the drama at an Olive Garden. I'll tell you that.
The messy. You know, there's a reason you take the breadsticks and you go.
Yeah.
Eat the salad right out of the bowl.
Just there's take the bowl.
There's a tweet. It's not about the person who wrote the article. It says, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm not going to get that coronavirus vaccine. They're not going to microchip me, LOL.
Well, that's, yeah, a joke.
I just don't... Dude, dogs get fucking microchipped, for God's sakes.
Yeah, we microchip them. We know what humans are like.
Yeah.
Like, we've watched, like...
But... If it's, like, an actual vaccine that will help, I don't give a fuck if people microchip me. I'm getting vaccines.
So, it's called COVID-19, and it has flu-like symptoms and stuff because it passes in the air. I don't know.
It's airborne, yeah.
But, basically, it develops like the flu does.
Yeah.
In the sense that it can mutate quickly. Into many different strains. So you can get the vaccine for one. And if it works, that's great, because then we can just keep developing more vaccines like we do for the flu each year, where we just guess which strain's going to be the most pressing, and then we'll just vaccinate everyone for that one.
Yeah.
But for right now, it's really difficult because there's so many different strains. They're barely, like,
sectioned off. Because it actually has changed from... China to Italy or in Europe. Yeah. It said that I read an article that said, like, when it was in China, like, compared to Europe,
The
new strain in Europe is much more deadly than it was when it was in China.
Yeah, and the Midwest currently is experiencing a more mild version of it, where it's like you just feel really sick, and like, yeah, a lot of people are still ending up in ventilators, you know, and like needing physical therapy for their lungs afterwards.
I've watched a documentary about the flu, and it, like, yes, there's a lot of different strains and stuff. I just feel like either way, just get vaccinated. It's like, not I don't it's, fucking microchips, whatever, dude. Like, I'm already being controlled half my life, having to go to college, having to get a job, having to do all this shit. Like,
well, you could.
Why can't
just not?
I mean, yeah, but I'd be homeless.
Yeah, true.
Why can't I just sit on the couch eating fucking chips? Like, I feel like I'm already being controlled for half of what I do. You know, like, if
everyone should work to benefit society. You can call out the socialist in me.
No. But that I understand that, but I'm saying, like, all I'm saying is it's not gonna be like. If it were, like, controlled per se, it's not, like, I feel like it's not gonna be, like, when Plankton put, like, that shit in SpongeBob's head, you remember that, was controlling him? Like, that's not it.
No. Well, because, why are we so special? What would the government do with us? I couldn't get into the military. I don't cover the grounds for a useless
soldier.
Bro,
weak as shit. Yeah, like, what am I gonna
do? What are they gonna do with us? Why would they need us as robots?
Kipo, with all those people being taken and forced to dance with that spray, it's literally like this.
A baboon in a costume, God. And that's why he looks like he does.
At Trump.
Lizard people.
Please tell me that's in this conspiracy list.
Let's hope. Okay, number two.
Yes.
Out of, what was it? 20?
Ooh, should we only go through half?
No, I don't know.
We'll see how many we got there.
I don't know. It doesn't tell me how many, but there's numbered. Okay.
Okay.
COVID was deliberately made in a lab.
I've heard both articles that disprove this and articles that deny the disproving in scientific ways.
There has been... something about this too, I don't remember, but there are these people who were testing bats, and bats had since like the flu, they had like this virus that was like COVID-19. It was found in bats in certain caves in like China or something like that. I don't remember specifically. I don't believe it was made in a lab, because I'm also kind of wondering, like, why would China make it, like, certain people sick? I don't know. Maybe it was, but I really do feel like it came from bats in a cave, because I've seen, like, documentaries or something. I think it was, like I said, it was about the flu, about how the flu kind of came from
I read an article that was like, yeah, the way this evolves and the way that it mutates is reminiscent of like biomatter, like it's organically made. It's not, because it doesn't manifest in a way that like man-made chemicals would,
right?
Or man-made viruses would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they explain it in a more scientific way, but I never remember those things.
I mean, I guess the one thing that like you could say was like there was this monkey who had AIDS and then it like didn't escape or something. That's what created AIDS.
Well,
epidemic or what?
There's a lot of, I don't know, theories about how AIDS got to humanity. Not all of them are pleasant.
There are zoonotic, like, viruses that do come in contact with humans. I really think it came from bats, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, no, coronavirus.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. No. I really do think it came from bats, because I don't remember where I saw it, but there was stuff about people who, there's a video that I saw about people who were testing bats for COVID, and specific bats had COVID, and things like that, and they were testing them in this very specific cave in this specific area of some continent, you know what I mean? So,
but they could have used bat DNA and found that and been like, you know, we'll do it. Before, and then, like, covered it up.
Oh, they could have been doing research on them, and then one of them, they could have been doing research on it and found them. Like, found the bats that had it and been doing research on it, and somehow it spread to one human, and then it spread to others. You know what I mean? So it could have been, like, not created in a lab, but passed on in a lab as somehow. Because if, I feel like if the virus mutates that fast, it probably would be able to mutate to humans.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it just seems such like an organic thing that it doesn't really make sense that it would be. I don't know. It seems like it started as a zoonotic virus, so it was passed from animal to animal, kind of like swine flu.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being able to be transferred to humans, like swine flu.
Right.
Or bird flu.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That makes sense. I remember that. Or do you remember how, like, Lyme's disease was spread by, like, mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm.
Or it was something like that. And my mom, I remember, got it when we were in...
She got Lyme's disease?
Well, like, a very... Well, like, the
she kind... She got it early?
Yeah, the kind where she... It was something like that. I don't remember exactly. It was a different strain. I remember growing up and it was something like that. Where my mom got Lyme disease, where she was really sick, and she was, like, throwing up, and we were in Iowa for a sheep show, and we were there, and I remember my mom was sitting in the car when it was, like, 100 degrees outside with a blanket, with two blankets on, in a sweatshirt, and, like, really, really sick. And it was something like that. I don't remember.
I know Lyme's disease, like, you usually don't, when you, I don't know what happens if you catch it early on, but I know if you catch it late, it lasts for, like, the rest of your life. But what I do know is maybe it could be Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is something that's really serious, and you can die from that. I don't know what the symptoms are, but that's another thing that you can get from ticks as well. Sorry, I'm drunk and I'm watching Shelby eat ice cream right now. And it's
you bitch. Don't think of others. Like, girl.
I don't got enough hands to carry up that many bowls.
Okay, I want to hear the next one.
Tray.
I'm not your waiter.
Josh is.
Josh, chop chop. Okay. Vodka can be used as a hand sanitizer. I remember that trend.
That's one of the conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
That's not
that's not a lie.
That's not a lie. Mm-hmm. Because
no, I know.
But I mean, like, you can't use straight vodka, but that's the reason why a lot of people...
why a lot of distilleries have become hand sanitizer manufacturers.
A while ago, a lot of people would, instead of drinking water, they'd drink, like, beer and stuff like that, because it was, like, safer to drink if it had alcohol in it compared to, like, just water.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Before water was, like, purified and sanitized.
Right.
Right.
So I would say that that is actually true to a certain extent. Society was
so much simpler back then. Why don't we all just get blasted? Right. And then make a government system.
I think to a certain extent that is true, but it's, like, don't use that instead of hand sanitizer, but if that's all that you have for, like, hand wash or, like, to clean a wound or whatever, then yeah, but...
No, I mean, like, back in, like, the apocalypse.
back but, like, let's say you're, like, lost in the woods, but, like, also, why the fuck would you be able to spend money on vodka, not hand sanitizer?
Vodka's cheaper.
You know,
per gallon.
Hand sanitizer would be the first thing to go if the apocalypse is the result of a pandemic like this.
Oh, it's gonna happen. That's why I don't want to have kids. I do want to have kids, but I also don't, because I don't want to put them into a world like this.
Oh,
well, let's see what happens before we get all the stress.
Yeah, we got time.
That's what I said as a kid. Look at us now, dude.
Well, we've been saying it for the last century.
You haven't even been 21 for a year. Let it sit, bro.
With COVID and with Trump, I'm scared.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, my word. You've been thinking about it a lot, bro. I have.
Okay.
I have, but let's not. Don't force myself to get that deep.
Yeah, you've been more than us, I feel like.
Well, because...
About certain things.
Well, all right. There's just things you gotta be open about. Mm. And these are things that we should be open about. It should not scare people. You know, in Germany, when I was there, they asked me what I thought about Obama. That was back in, like, early high school for me, before I got more political knowledge, I guess.
No.
So I was like, oh, I don't really keep track of that stuff. And I'm like, why? Mm. Why wouldn't you? And I was like, oh, it doesn't really, you know, like, I'm not old enough to vote yet, so I don't really just get involved.
It doesn't affect me yet.
Yeah. And they're like, well, but, oh. They were just so utterly confused. And it's like, you know... That made sense to me. I was like, you know, I should be more politically aware. And here I am today, a depressed bitch.
Okay, I want to hear number four.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. I got my notification. Okay. Number four, being able to hold your breath for 10 seconds means you don't have coronavirus.
That's okay.
What?
It sounds more
bitch,
like
you can hold your breath for 10 seconds underwater. That's like, yeah, that does sound like holding your breath when you go through a tunnel.
Yeah.
Because everyone has different symptoms. Just because, like, just because you can do that doesn't mean that you don't have COVID, because you literally have no symptoms when you have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you know what I should do one day? I should walk up to, like, a rally where people aren't wearing masks and be like, look, I can hold my breath for 10 seconds. Now let me fucking cough on you, because I don't have COVID. And see what they do.
Ew, gross.
Mm.
Okay, that's completely not even a conspiracy theory. That's just false.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Eating garlic prevents coronavirus.
Ooh, like a vampire.
Bro, I wish. I eat so much garlic.
Yeah, you be safe as fuck.
I would be safe. Got that hummus on me.
Oh my gosh.
The coronavirus is actually a vampire disease.
It came from bats.
That might be why.
That makes sense to me. Okay, it checks out.
Oh, yeah, that's done. Mm-hmm.
That's garlic reality.
Everywhere. Okay, Disney Plus released COVID-19 in time for its launch.
What?
It was released in October, right before
2019, yeah.
February, when Trump knew.
Right.
Because it was February by the time.
And when did Disney get launched?
October, November of the year before.
Wild. But
two worlds collide. No, I'm kidding.
They wanted people indoors so that they'd watch their...
Literally, I think...
But that's because Disney, they have... they have Disney Worlds in California, Florida, China...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would Japan, they have them there?
France.
They would lose all their revenue.
No, they get more. Because Disney was released everywhere.
Oh, I know. I'm talking about Disney World wise, like,
oh, yeah, but they like would the, make up the for amusement the park wise. They make on the
oh,
TV
but
shows.
They make up for everything.
Oh, I know.
Their TV
but
shows, their movies, their.
I feel like this conspiracy channel? Theory was put together by saying Disney Plus released this in October. COVID happened in whenever Trump
well,
about
it
in February.
In October in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they must be connected. Like, it's like they literally just put two coincidental things
they're
together.
Like, oh,
we're like, this is it.
You know what? It checks out.
Yeah. Honestly, I believe it.
That sounds sketchy. Disney's pretty sketch.
Yeah, I'm going to hold them. COVID-19 arrived from space.
Ooh, the aliens. This definitely wasn't a gift.
I mean, one
aliens,
thing that's
tried to destroy us internally.
No, they do a better job than that.
Well, you know, no species is perfect. We like to think that aliens would be, like, so much smarter than us. And they probably would be if they got here first.
How would that come
from? But I feel like...
But nothing can live in space.
Who knows?
There's no oxygen. And, like, all viruses that we have, like,
we can't say that they wouldn't try and show up. If we landed a man on the moon... There's
no, but I mean, like, space, there. Not even moon, not even stuff like that, but just, like, in general, like, space.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the little blip they have after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kicking off the coronavirus conspiracies with a classic aliens did it theory. According to Professor Chandra Vikramasinghe. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
We're just gonna call him Professor B. Or Professor
Chandra W.
Professor W.
Okay. Of the Buckingham Center of Astrobiology. COVID-19 arrived on Earth via a fireball from space that burnt up in China last October. Currently, there have been no reports of meteorites found there, so...
there is no base to this. Mm-hmm. Nothing proves this other than the wild pointing hand of a man who has doctor in his name.
COVID-19 is, in fact, 5G attacking our brains.
Oh, I love this one. 5G. It's the new, so, like, right now our phones are running 4G. That's what we use when we're on a Wi-Fi, but we don't have a signal from from a router.
Yeah.
We use 4G. Which is basically a long distance. What I understand is it's basically long distance Wi-Fi routers.
Yeah.
And we use them for our phones and our companies tout like tower. Which level of G they can handle or what they can offer. And 5G is the latest and supposedly the greatest. But people are terrified that the towers will emit waves to change our brain waves and like convince us to do things.
If they have, they've already fucking done that by now.
Exactly. It's the same technology as 4G, just like faster.
They've already done that by now, dude. Yeah. If it's a thing.
No, it's literally just a conspiracy theory. But like I love it. It's so funny to me. Everyone's so worried about being controlled and it's like, what makes you think you're so special? We're all blips. On the wider span of money.
Oh, literally, if your fingernail was, like, the span, it wasn't a, if your finger was, like, the span of, like, dinosaurs in the world and stuff, humans
would... Oh, you're talking about, like, a timeline.
Timeline, yes.
So your arm represents the timeline, or just your finger?
Maybe it is your arm. Yeah, I think, like, your arm.
Yeah.
Your, the very tip of your fingernail would be, like, how long humans have lived.
I remember
it's that short of a time.
Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about
deGrasse.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
deGrasse is the
show. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yep. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's what I'm saying.
You said Neil deGrasse.
Well, you know, grassy ass.
No, it's deGrasse, the fucking show.
I swear he said his name as. Never mind. Anyway. I was watching his show about the universe, and he was comparing time, you know, and he was like, well, if the whole world from the Big Bang to now, in that time frame, was represented and scaled into a year, a calendar year, the Big Bang being, you know, New Year's January 1st, and then us now being December 31st midnight,
mm-hmm.
or like 11:59 p.m. We would only occupy the last, I think, 2 or 3 minutes of the very last day in December. Like, oh, we would be like a half hour or an hour blip. And the rest of it was the Earth developing. We are nothing but a speck in this world.
Honestly.
But that's not to say that we can't live meaningful lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to drive us into
no.
a
hole. No. No.
I want to hear the next conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay. A psychic predicted COVID-19 back in 2008. So it said, continuing the celebrity coronavirus conspiracy train is Kim Kardashian, who tweeted a page from a book written in psychic Sylvia Brown. The text sent by Kim's sister, Courtney, appears to predict the COVID-19 outbreak back mm-hmm. in 2008, reading, in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like disease will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Mm-hmm. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely.
Oh, I think I remember hearing about that.
But also, like, The Simpsons predicted a ton of shit, too. So it's like, can we really...
Is it merely coincidence, though, yeah. or does the symptom, like, does society mimic art that much? Well, and is The Simpsons a good enough example of, like,
I just meant, like, The Simpsons, like, has apparently predicted shit, too, so why are we taking this seriously is kind of what I meant. Not only that, but, like...
It's not to say that The Simpsons didn't predict something correctly.
No, I mean, yes, but not only that, but, like, we knew that a new virus is going to come around. It just took time. I mean, I think in Russia, these people were digging up stuff, and they were digging up like, and they found like dead caribou under the ice or something in the ice. And there were caribou around or something. And they dug it up and there was anthrax, like a new type of anthrax or whatever that was underneath the ice that killed all the caribou around there that kept killing caribou. Shit. So it's like, we knew, like, obviously, there's going to be stuff stuck under the ice. There's going to be stuff that is new and new diseases. Waking up past
monsters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, the UK government are baking a giant lasagna.
What?
If you haven't heard the genius and totally hilarious voice note about a giant lasagna making the rounds yet, then you're in for a treat. Beginning as a seemingly serious proposition by the UK government, the recording goes on to describe a Wembley-sized lasagna being mm-hmm. baked in the stadium with the help of drones to lift the lasagna sheets. If you're in the mood for some light relief, then this is for you. The story has gained so much traction, it's even got its own Instagram account now. You're welcome. It has
the link. Wait, what does it have to do with COVID?
That's covering it up. I don't know.
What? I don't think I even followed that.
Right.
Alright, next one. I don't understand that one.
Okay. The French government are making ginormous garlic bread.
Yum, first of all.
Yeah. It just goes on to go with that. Cocaine protects against COVID-19.
What?
It says the corona conspiracy theory possibly conjured up by optimistic partygoers recently confirmed to their own houses due to self-isolation, the idea that cocaine protects against COVID-19 dude, was first propositioned on Twitter.
What a trick to sell cocaine!
I feel like that's also because when you're a COVID, all you want to do is drink and do drugs. So, like, and because stay at home.
Sobriety is painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but also, I haven't done coke, but I feel like you do it when you're partying, whatever, but also, like, from people that I know, I heard it lasts like 10 minutes. So, like, you're there.
Economically, it's not a
And you're like, decision. I want to go home after. I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, that's exactly why they have to boost it as a cure for COVID, because they're not selling enough of it, because people are realizing how dumb it is. It's like, oh, for the price, I could just buy a different drug that would last longer.
Right.
Make me feel better. You know, so be it.
This next one is, drinking cow urine also protects against COVID-19.
No urine is good for the body.
Literally, like,
urine is toxins your body is trying to remove.
Who decided to drink cow urine and create
this? Is it for
this?
The hormones that we give the cows that they pee out? Is that literally what they're doing? Is like, just drink the growth hormones we pump into cows. You're good.
It reminds me of, like, when someone was like, how the fuck did people figure out that cow milk was, like, I'm gonna suck on the titty of a cow. Like,
they probably saw a baby drinking from it. They were like, I'm thirsty.
Nope. But I mean, like, how they feel that, like, cow urine? Like, what do you do? See a pee and be like, huh, let me try it out. Drinks it. Hey. I haven't had COVID yet. Woo!
Yeah. And then they connected to that. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it was based out of nothing, hopefully, but maybe something.
This was also written this past April.
Yeah.
When it was, like, deep into COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
The quarantine.
Quarantine days.
Part one.
Yeah. Coconut oil also cures COVID-19. Well, that just explains my whole...
That makes sense.
Honestly, all right, I'm down with that theory. I'm down with that.
Everything.
I have coconut oil. I have coconut oil in all of my shampoos, and I just.
I have a jar of coconut oil.
Yeah.
That I just keep.
You guys are joking, though. Like, right? You're just like,
yeah. Saying, okay. No, it's sarcasm.
Oh god.
Okay. But I was like, what the fuck? Who are you?
Oh my god.
No, coconut oil definitely. Yeah. Definitely cures
COVID. But there's always a myth that coconut oil just cures everything.
It just, yeah. It is the cure for everything. Squeaky hinge, coconut oil.
Yeah.
You need to grease the frying pan, coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Want to make some cookies? Coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Dry scalp, coconut oil. Anything. Anyway.
All right. Greta Thunberg caused COVID-19 to help with climate change.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She wishes.
Like a 14-year-old girl, however old she is.
She's
15? 16
now.
16?
Oh,
how
God.
Did she create... I'm sorry, she's probably very intelligent, knows a lot about climate change, obviously.
Yeah. Do you want me to read the blip about it?
Yeah.
It says, we don't want to dignify this one with a comment, but here we are. With transportation cuts taking place as a result of government advice to avoid non-essential travel, it's possible that the environment may benefit from the reduced emissions, which is a great positive to take away from an awful situation, agreed. Does it mean environmental activist Greta Thunberg invented COVID-19? Probably not.
I think it's just a way for people to hate on her. That's what I think.
No.
For trying to save our fucking planet.
My parents are like, what makes her a credible source for climate information?
She's just a girl who's speaking out.
She's just speaking out about the general truth that we all understand. And they're like, well, what if it's not true?
Just say,
like, what are you saying?
Say she's a credible source because she actually believes in climate change. That's what I'd say.
See, it's not even about, do you believe? I shouldn't even dignify it. Them with the question, do you believe that it's a thing? Because that's
don't.
To bring the question that it even exists. And it's like, no, we already know it exists. Climates change. That's why it's called climate change. That's a general reference. It's not anything new. And they're like, yeah, no, but when I was young, it was global cooling that we were worried about.
That's the same fucking thing.
And it's like, yeah, because of the extreme fluctuations of the weather that we're causing with the CO2 that we pump in from, like, the greenhouse gases and shit. Like, I learned this in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, well, it was different when I was younger.
Just because they're called global cooling instead of global warming, it's different.
Well, it's the extreme weather that's created.
That's all that it means by global warming. It's extreme weather. Created. It doesn't mean that things are making it warm. It means that because it's so warm, like, up in the atmosphere, it's causing...
Right. Things are going to change. Changes. That doesn't mean it's going to be the end of the world.
Right.
Humans might die out, but, like, the world will keep going. It'll just change. We're just addressing that it is changing faster because of our own interventions with the natural functions of the planet.
Sometimes I just feel like, and I think about how much humans suck.
Oh my god, I just don't understand how...
And how we're literally, if you look up the definition of invasive species, we are an invasive species.
Yeah, no, it's not great. But I blame the aliens. Mm. Have you heard that? The conspiracy theory that humans were amoebas who were put placed on Earth to just see what would happen.
Oh my god.
We're like a bad science experiment.
That wouldn't surprise me.
They just let us keep going because they're like, fuck, let's just go. It's getting out of hand.
See what happens. And then we saw them as gods.
Maybe. If they ever visited or they just watched us from afar.
What if people think that God is God, but it's actually a fucking alien?
Right.
They put us down here.
You know what? So weird.
And then the alien was just like, fuck this planet, and decided to ditch.
Have you guys seen the TikTok where it's like the kid from a... He's like taking a physics class, and he's like, the general universe is shaped like a human.
Mm.
Like a body of a human. The whole... Like, the way the body of the universe is expanding, the shape that it makes, is it a humanoid figure. So, yeah, we could literally be like, Horton, here's a fucking who. Like a speck in a molecule that makes up a greater being.
Compared to the size of the universe, humans are actually the size of atoms compared to how big the universe is.
Exactly. We are purely the electrons bouncing around.
I want to hear one more good conspiracy theory, and then I might go drink more wine.
Fair enough.
We're at 16. Okay. COVID-19 is a marketing scheme by hand sanitizer companies.
Oh my god, but now they have so much competition with the distilleries. Yeah. Why would they create a whole new market like that?
Don't we just flash through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. COVID-19 was created by Netflix Italian with a new series.
What new series? Oh, about the flu?
Her new series is...
Just the new releases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, there were.
Russia have released lions to enforce social distancing.
Lions? Like, just the animal?
The street.
Then it has a link to a news article where it says, Russia unleashed more than 500 lions on its streets to ensure that people are staying indoors during the pandemic outbreak.
But with Russia, I would not put that past them.
No.
See, but I wouldn't put it past America either.
Yeah.
So Instagram has done it again.
You could just say, Florida man releases lions from local zoo.
That's it.
I believe it.
I guess there was 18.
Oh, that's weird, only 18.
Yeah. Eh. Well, you know. It's a new Buzz thing. It was only April.
Random numbers, bro.
It wasn't a BuzzFeed article.
No, I know, but they do too. Like,
yeah.
Random numbers.
Right.
It doesn't matter how long the list is.
Yeah. Yeah. Just thought that'd be fun.
Yeah. It got us talking, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
It's just amazing the human capacity for imagination.
Right.
But on top of that, the realities we've created are also fantastical.
I'm about to get more wine. Watch people.
Reality is painful.
Honestly.
Let's not be in it.
Let's drink about it.
Yeah.
Do what we gotta do. So I guess we're gonna call it a night early. It's a short episode.
Well, you know, I mean, it's longer. Well, yeah. It's alright. I mean,
it be like how it is, you know?
Yeah. It be like how it is.
Well, or you could say what our president in chief said. It is what it is.
Is what it is.
Should we end it there then?
Yes. Ah, shoot. Oh, okay. And goodbye. Ah, free!
All right, bye.
Bye. Go do it.